Hi there, brothers and sisters of the Most High. Welcome to Brother Hebert Presents. This is part two of Burned in the Furnace of Fire. This paper is found in the Studies menu at www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com.
Click the drop-down arrow to open the menu.
In part one, we saw that Yahweh had destroyed the wickedness in the earth by the comet Phaeton in 10,500 BC. We saw that Yahweh again destroyed the wickedness of the land by the flood in Noah's time. Yahweh promises he will not destroy the land by water again, and the next time he will purge the earth with fire. We saw in the book of Jasher that Abram was an upright man who followed Yahweh. His faith and belief got him thrown into a fiery burning furnace, along with his older brother Haran. Haran was consumed by the fire because his heart was not right with Yahweh. But Abram was not harmed by the fire because he trusted in Yahweh. This first example of trial by fire sets the tone for this study, which shows that we will be tried by fire, and that the end of this age, when Yeshua returns, this world will be purged by his consuming fire. We saw that Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed by fire for its wickedness and abominations, and was made an example for us to learn from. But unfortunately, we never do. Sodom and Gomorrah is back again today, as our once white Christian society is now oppressing Christians, while homosexuality, transgenderism, witchcraft, and everything wicked is running rampant. We see that during the Exodus, Moses pleaded for Yahweh to cool off his burning wrath and not destroy his people. We saw that Aaron made atonement for himself and for the people, and Yahweh accepted the offering and consumed it by fire. We saw that Aaron's sons Nadab and Abihu were devoured by fire because they offered strange fire before Yahweh. We are starting to see a pattern that those who rebel get burned. We continue in Numbers. The Rebellion of Korach, or Korah. Korach was the great-grandson of Levi and leader of the rebellion against Moshe and Aharon. Numbers 16:1. Now Korach, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men, and they rose up before Moshe, with certain of the children of Yisrael, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown, men of a good name. They were upright men that were corrupted by Korach. Verse 3. And they gathered themselves together against Moshe and against Aharon, and said unto them, You take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and Yahweh is among them. Wherefore then lift you up yourselves above the congregation of Yahweh? And when Moshe heard it, he fell upon his face, and he spoke unto Korach and to all his company, saying, Even tomorrow Yahweh will show who are his, and who is holy, and will cause him to come near unto him. Even him who he has chosen will he cause to come near unto him. This do. Take you censers, Korach, and all his company. Censers is H4289. It's a pan for live coals, a fire pan or snuff dish, a fire holder. Verse 7. And put fire therein, and put incense in them before Yahweh tomorrow, and it shall be that the man whom Yahweh does choose, he shall be set apart. Let it be enough for you, you sons of Levi. And Moshe said unto Korach, Hear, I pray you, you sons of Levi, seemeth it but a small thing unto you, that the Elohim of Yisrael has separated you from the congregation of Yisrael, to bring you near to himself to do the service of the tabernacle of Yahweh, and to stand before the congregation to minister unto them? And he has brought you near to him, and all your brethren of the sons of Levi with you, and seek you the priesthood also? They were not sons of Aaron. Only Aaron's sons were chosen as the chief priests. Korach and his men were Levites, and had their own specific duties within the priesthood. By the time of Christ, the Jewish sons of Esau successfully infiltrated, controlled, and corrupted the Levitical priesthood. Verse 11. For this cause both you and all your company are gathered together against Yahweh. And what is Aharon, that you murmur against him? And Moshe sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, which said, We will not come up. Is it a small thing that you have brought us up out of a land that flowed with milk and honey, to kill us in the wilderness, except you make yourself altogether a prince over us? Acts 7:35. This Moses, whom they refused, saying, Who made you a ruler and a judge? The same did Elohim send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush. Continuing in Numbers 16:14, Moreover, you have not brought us into a land that flows with milk and honey, or given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will you put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. And Moshe was very wroth, and said unto Yahweh, Respect not you their offering. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them. And Moshe said unto Korach, Be you and all your company before Yahweh, you and they, and Aharon, tomorrow. And take every man his censer, and put incense in them, and bring you before Yahweh every man his censer, 250 censers, you also, and Aharon, each of you his censer. And they took every man his censer, and put fire in them, and laid incense thereon, and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moshe and Aharon. And Korach gathered all his congregation against them in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the glory of Yahweh appeared unto all the congregation. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe and unto Aharon, saying,
Separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment.
And they fell upon their faces and said, O Elohim, the Elohim of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and will you be wroth with all the congregation? And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying,
Speak unto the congregation, saying, Get you up from about the tabernacle of Korach, Dathan, and Abiram.
And Moshe rose up and went unto Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Yisrael followed him. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, Depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest you be consumed in all their sins. If you hang around those who are going to be consumed, you will be consumed too. Verse 27. So they got up from the tabernacle of Korach, Dathan, and Abiram, on every side. And Dathan and Abiram came out, and stood in the door of their tents, and their wives, and their sons, and their little children. And Moshe said, Hereby you shall know that Yahweh has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then Yahweh has not sent me. But if Yahweh make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all that appertain unto them, and they go down quick into the land of the dead, Then you shall understand that these men have provoked Yahweh. And it came to pass, as he made an end of speaking all the words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them. And the ground opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korach, and all their goods. They, and all that appertained to them, went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. And all Yisrael that were round about them fled at the cry of them. For they said, Lest the earth swallow us up also. And there came out a fire from Yahweh, and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. Jude 1:11. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korach. Numbers 16:36. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying,
Speak unto Eleazar, the son of Aharon the priest, that he take up the censers out of the burning, and scatter ye the fire yonder, for they are hallowed. The censers of these sinners against their own souls, let them make them broad plates for a covering of the altar. For they offered them before Yahweh, therefore they are hallowed. And they shall be a sign unto the children of Yisrael.
And Eleazar the priest took the brazen censers, wherewith they that were burned had offered, and they were made broad plates for a covering of the altar, to be a memorial and a reminder unto the children of Yisrael, that no stranger, which is not of the seed of Aharon, come near to offer incense before Yahweh, that he be not as Korach and as his company, as Yahweh said to him by the hand of Moshe. Stranger here is Zur, not of the family of the lineage of Aharon. Verse 41. But on the morrow all the congregation of the children of Yisrael murmured against Moshe and against Aharon, saying, You have killed the people of Yahweh. And it came to pass, when the congregation was gathered against Moshe and against Aharon, that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of Yahweh appeared. And Moshe and Aharon came before the tabernacle of the congregation. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying,
Get you up from among this congregation, that I may consume them as in a moment.
And they fell upon their faces. And Moshe said unto Aharon, Take a censer, and put fire therein from off the altar, and put on incense, and go quickly unto the congregation, and make a propitiation for them. For there is wrath gone out from Yahweh. The plague is begun. And Aharon took as Moshe commanded, and ran into the midst of the congregation. And behold, the plague was begun among the people. And he put on incense, and made a propitiation for the people. And he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed.
Wisdom 18:20. Yea, the tasting of death touched the righteous also, and there was a destruction of the multitude in the wilderness, but the wrath endured not long. For then the blameless man made haste, and stood forth to defend them, and bringing the shield of his proper ministry, even prayer, and the propitiation of incense, set himself against the wrath, and so brought the calamity to an end, declaring that he was your servant. So he overcame the destroyer, not with strength of body, nor force of arms, but with a word subdued him that punished, alleging the oaths and covenants made with the fathers. For when the dead were now fallen down by heaps one upon another, standing between, he stayed the wrath, and parted the way to the living. For in the long garment was the whole world, and in four rows of the stones was the glory of the fathers graven,
and your majesty upon the diadem of his head. Unto these the destroyer gave place, and was afraid of them, for it was enough that they only tasted of the wrath.
Continuing, number 1649. Now they that died in the plague were 14,700, besides them that died about the matter of Korach. And Aharon returned unto Moshe unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed.
4 Maccabees 7:11. For as Father Aharon, armed with the censer, hastening through the consuming fire, vanquished the flame-bearing angel.
Israel again shows a rebellious nature. Korach and his cronies sought to elevate their Levitical status with a challenge to Moses and Aaron. With this act, they also challenged Yahweh, who has placed Moses and Aaron and his sons in their positions. And we saw the result. Israel saw it also, but stupidly blamed Moses and Aaron for the deaths the next day, resulting in even more wrath from Yahweh. If you mess with Yahweh, you will be consumed by fire.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Numbers 31:1. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying,
Avenge the children of Yisra'el upon the Midianites. Afterward shall ye be gathered unto your people.
And Moshe spake unto the people, saying, Arm some of yourselves unto the war, and let them go against the Midianites, and avenge Yahweh of Midian. Verse 8. And they slew the kings of Midian, beside the rest of them that were slain, Ewi, and Rechem, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, 5 kings of Midian. Balaam also the son of Beor they slew with the sword. And the children of Yisra'el took all the women of Midian captives, and their little ones, and took the spoil of their cattle, and all their flocks, and all their goods. And they burnt all their cities wherein they dwelt, and all their goodly castles, with fire. And they took all the spoil, and all the prey, both of men and of beasts. Men here is Adam. These would be kinsmen, but unrighteous kinsmen, pagans. Verse 14. And Moshe was wroth with the officers of the host, with the captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, which came from the battle. And Moshe said unto them, Have you saved all the women alive? Behold, these caused the children of Yisra'el, through the counsel of Balaam, to commit trespass against Yahweh in the matter of Peor, and there was a plague among the congregation of Yahweh. Now therefore, kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman that has known a man by lying with him. But all the women children that have not known a man by lying with him, keep alive for yourselves. These were Adamic females that became pagan. Verse 19. And you camp outside the camp 7 days. Whosoever has killed any person, and whosoever has touched any slain, purify both yourselves and your captives on the 3rd day and on the 7th day, and purify all your raiment, and all that is made of skins, and all work of goat's hair, and all things made of wood. They were ceremonially unclean because of the bloodshed. Even in a righteous war, Yahweh's laws and instructions of purification do not change. Verse 21. And Eleazar the priest said unto the men of war which went to the battle, This is the ordinance of the law which Yahweh commanded Moshe. Only the gold and the silver and the bronze, the iron, the tin and the lead, Everything that may abide the fire, you shall make it go through the fire, and it shall be clean. Nevertheless, it shall be purified with the water of impurity, and all that abideth not in the fire you shall make go through the water. The spoils of war had to be cleansed as well. We see that fire is a refiner and a purger of dross and impurity. Verse 24, And you shall wash your clothes on the seventh day, and you shall be clean, and afterward you shall come into the camp. The army had to purify themselves for 7 days before they could come back into the camp. The people of Midian were of the descendants of Adam. In Genesis 25:2, we see that Midian was the son of Abraham by Keturah. Keturah was a concubine. There was no inheritance for a son of a concubine. Isaac gets the inheritance. The Midianites were never in bondage in Egypt, and were not of the covenant people, Israel, even though they were of the Adamic seed line. They had picked up some customs of the Canaanites and some of their religious practices. These practices put them in conflict with the Yahweh-worshipping Israelites, and the Midianites had mixed a bit with the locals, so there were some mixed blood among them. The virgins among the young Midianite women were spared, because they were kin to Israel. This is no different than today's churches, which are filled with our white kinsmen. They are descendants of lost Israelites and don't even know it. They identify as trans-Gentiles because they don't know who they are. They also are not aware that their church denomination has picked up pagan and Jewish practices which are in conflict with Scripture. Our people also have mixed with the other races, and as a result, they are Antichrist race-mixing sinners, and their children are broken cisterns that cannot hold the Spirit. Race mixers and their mongrel children will only fuel the furnace of fire. Deuteronomy 4:12, And Yahweh spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. You heard the voice of words, but saw no similitude, only you heard a voice. And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone. And Yahweh commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that you might do them in the land when you go over to possess it. Take you therefore good heed unto yourselves, for you saw no manner of similitude on the day that Yahweh spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire, lest you corrupt yourselves, and make you a graven image, the similitude of any statue, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flies in the air, the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth. And lest you fill up your eyes unto the sky, and when you see the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of the sky, should be driven to worship them and serve them, which Yahweh your Elohim has divided unto all nations under the whole sky. But Yahweh has taken you, and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Mitzrayim, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as you are this day. 1 Kings 8:51, For they be your people, and your inheritance, which you brought forth out of Egypt, from the midst of the furnace of iron. Jeremiah 11:4,
Which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, from the iron furnace, saying, Obey my voice, and do my commandments. According to all which I command you, so shall you be my people, and I will be your Elohim.
The furnace of iron is a reference to making bricks in Egyptian bondage. Titus 2:14, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto him a peculiar people, zealous of good works. 1 Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a set apart nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Continuing Deuteronomy 4:21. Furthermore, Yahweh was angry with me for your sakes, and sware that I should not go over the Jordan, and that I should not go in unto that good land, which Yahweh your Elohim gives you for an inheritance. But I must die in this land. I must not go over Jordan, but you shall go over and possess that good land. Take heed unto yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of Yahweh your Elohim, which he has made with you, and make you a graven image, or the likeness of anything, which Yahweh your Elohim has forbidden you. For Yahweh your Elohim is a consuming fire, even a jealous Elohim. Exodus 24:17. And the sight of the glory of Yahweh was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Yisrael. Isaiah 33:14. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? Hebrews 12:29. For our Elohim is a consuming fire. Deuteronomy 4:29. But if from there you shall seek Yahweh your Elohim, you shall find him, if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. Jeremiah 29:13.
And you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart.
Deuteronomy 4:30. When you are in tribulation, and all these things are come upon you, even in the latter days, if you return to Yahweh your Elohim, and shall be obedient unto his voice, for Yahweh your Elohim is a merciful Elohim, he will not forsake you, neither destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he sware unto them. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before you, since the day that Elohim created man upon the land, and ask from one side of the sky unto the other, whether there has been any such thing as this great thing, or has been heard like it. Did ever people hear the voice of Elohim speaking out of the midst of the fire, as you have heard, and live? Or has Elohim essayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation, by temptations, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by terrors, according to all that Yahweh your Elohim did for you in Mitzrayim before your eyes? Unto you it was shown, that you might know that Yahweh, he is Elohim, there is none else beside him. Out of the sky he made you to hear his voice, that he might instruct you, and upon the land he showed you his great fire, and you heard his words out of the midst of the fire. The Ten Commandments, Deuteronomy 5:1. And Moshe called all Yisrael, and said unto them, Hear, O Yisrael, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them, and keep, and do them. Yahweh our Elohim made a covenant with us in Horeb. Yahweh made not this covenant with our forefathers, but with us, even us, who are all of us here alive this day. Yahweh talked with you face to face in the mount, out of the midst of the fire. I stood between Yahweh and you at that time, to show you the word of Yahweh. For you were afraid by reason of the fire, and went not up into the mount, saying,
I am Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim, from the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make you any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the sky above, or in the land beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the land. You shall not bow down yourself unto them, nor serve them. For I, Yahweh, your Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of Yahweh your Elohim in vain, for Yahweh will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain.
The Hebrew has vain as for a worthless purpose. This includes swearing an oath in his name and race mixing. Verse 12.
Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as Yahweh your Elohim has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh your Elohim. In it you shall not do any work, you, nor your son, your daughter, your manservant, your maidservant, not your ox, nor your ass, nor any of your livestock, nor the sojourning kinsman that is within your gates, that your manservant and your maidservant may rest as well as you. And remember that you were a servant in the land of Mitzrayim, and that Yahweh your Elohim brought you out from there through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore, Yahweh your Elohim commands you to keep the Sabbath day. Honor your father and your mother, as Yahweh your Elohim has commanded you, that your days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with you in the land which Yahweh your Elohim gives you.
This also includes honoring your ancestors, your race, your heritage, and family history. Verse 17.
You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. Neither shall you steal. Neither shall you bear false witness against your neighbor. Neither shall you desire your neighbor's wife. Neither shall you covet your neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox, his ass, or anything that is your neighbor's.
These words Yahweh spake unto all your assembly in the mount, out of the midst of the fire, of the cloud, and of the thick darkness, with a great voice, and he added no more. And he wrote them in 2 tables of stone, and delivered them unto me. And it came to pass, when you heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, that you came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribes and your elders, and you said, Behold, Yahweh our Elohim has showed us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that Elohim does talk with man, and he lives. Now therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of Yahweh our Elohim any more, then we shall die. For who is there of all flesh that has heard the voice of the living Elohim speaking out of the midst of the fire, as we have, and lived? Go you near, and hear all that Yahweh our Elohim shall say, and speak you unto us all that Yahweh our Elohim shall speak unto you, and we will hear it, and do it. And Yahweh heard the voice of your words, when you spake unto me, and Yahweh said unto me,
I have heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken unto you. They have well said all that they have spoken. Oh, that there were such a heart in them, that they would revere me, and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever.
Notice, the law came from Yahweh out of the midst of the fire. Follow the law, or get burned. Deuteronomy 9:1. Hear, O Yisrael, you are to pass over Jordan this day, to go in to dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourself, cities great and fenced up to the sky, a people great and tall, the children of the Anakims, whom you know, and of whom you have heard say, who can stand before the children of Anak? Numbers 13:33. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Continuing Deuteronomy 9:3. Understand therefore this day, that Yahweh your Elohim is he which goes over before you. As a consuming fire, he shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before your face. So you shall drive them out, and destroy them quickly, as Yahweh has said unto you. When I was gone up into the mount to receive the tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant which Yahweh made with you, then I abode in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. I neither did eat bread nor drink water. And Yahweh delivered unto me 2 tables of stone written with the finger of Elohim, and on them was written according to all the words which Yahweh spake with you in the mount, out of the midst of the fire, in the day of the assembly. Deuteronomy 10:4. And he wrote on the tables, according to the first writing, the 10 commandments which Yahweh spake unto you in the mount, out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly, and Yahweh gave them unto me. Chapter 28 details the blessings which come from obedience, and verses 15 through 68 are the curses which come from being disobedient. Deuteronomy 29:19, and it shall come to pass, when he hears the words of this curse, that he bless himself in his heart, saying,
I shall have peace, though I walk in the imagination of my heart,
in order to add drunkenness to thirst. Referring to today's church teachings, that the law was done away with, and that they are by their own mouths saved.
Oh, I'm saved.
And are awaiting the rapture.
Just believe.
Just have faith.
Verse 20, Yahweh will not spare him, but then the anger of Yahweh and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and Yahweh shall blot out his name from under heaven. So much for personal salvation. Declaring oneself saved is not taught in Scripture. Yahweh will blot out those who lack understanding and knowledge. Verse 21, And Yahweh shall separate him unto evil out of all the tribes of Yisrael, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law. Matthew 24:51, And shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Deuteronomy 29:22, So that the generation to come of your children that shall rise up after you, and the stranger that shall come from a far land shall say, when they see the plagues of the land, and the sickness which Yahweh has laid upon it, and that the whole land thereof is brimstone, and salt, and burning, and it is not sown, nor beareth, nor any grass grows therein, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboiim, which Yahweh overthrew in his anger and in his wrath. Even all the nations shall say, Wherefore has Yahweh done thus unto this land? What means the heat of this great anger? Then men shall say, Because they have forsaken the covenant of Yahweh Elohim of their forefathers, which he made with them. This world system is a curse. The denominations of churchianity are a curse. The people that follow these false doctrines and worship Haimi Jesus are a curse. It matters who and what we believe. Ignorance is no excuse. The ungodly and the ignorant are stoking the furnace of fire. Deuteronomy 33:2. And Moshe said, Yahweh came from Sinai, and rose up from Seir unto them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000s of saints. From his right hand went a fiery law for them. The law is related to the fire. Disobey the law, and you will get burned. This will become evident as you go through this study. Obedience is flame retardant. Disobedience is highly flammable. Joshua 7:11.
Yisrael has sinned, and they have also transgressed, rebelled, and passed beyond the bounds of my covenant which I commanded them. For they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have stolen, and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff.
Yahweh does not want Canaanite things among Israelite things. Verse 12.
Therefore, the children of Yisrael could not stand before their hated enemies, but turned their backs before their hated enemies, because they were devoted to utter destruction. Neither will I be with you any more, except you destroy the accursed from among you. Up, sanctify the people, and say, Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. For thus says Yahweh Elohim of Yisrael, There is an accursed thing in the midst of you, O Yisrael. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you.
When you take from the accursed thing that is devoted to utter destruction, you also become a part of that accursed devoted thing. Verse 14. In the morning, therefore, you shall be brought according to your tribes. And it shall be that the tribe which Yahweh has taken by lot shall come according to the families thereof. And the family which Yahweh shall take by lot shall come by households. And the household which Yahweh shall take by lot shall come man by man. And it shall be that he that is taken by lot with the accursed thing shall be burnt, destroyed utterly with fire, he and all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of Yahweh, and because he has wrought folly, a disgraceful act in Yisrael. The lot fell upon the tribe of Judah, which eventually led to Achan. Verse 24. And Joshua and all Yisrael with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons and his daughters, and his oxen and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had. And they brought them unto the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, Why have you troubled us? Yahweh shall trouble you this day. And all Yisrael stoned him with stones, and burned them with fire, after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So Yahweh turned from the fierce burning of his anger. Wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. The sin of Achan and his family disturbed the peace and blessings of Yahweh towards the nation. We, as members of the body, must follow the way, otherwise the body becomes corrupt, hence accursed, devoted to utter destruction, burned by fire. The sins and ignorance of the 33,000 denominations of so-called Christianity has disturbed the peace and blessings of Yahweh toward Europe and America. Countries and people who follow Jewish Jesus are accursed and devoted to utter destruction. Come out of her, my people, and be not partakers of Judeo-Christianity, Jews, and non-white races. The Ark of the Covenant was in the country of the Philistines 7 months, in the temple of Dagon, their god. This was the time when the Philistines had the Israelites under tribute. Israel were defeated, and the Philistines took the Ark. But this did not go well with the Philistines, as Yahweh broke in pieces the image of their god Dagon, and smote the Philistines with hemorrhoids and mice. So the Philistines put the Ark on a cart pulled by two nursing kine, and sent it off to Beth Shemesh. 1 Samuel 6:19. And Yahweh smote the men of Beth Shemesh, because they had looked into the ark of Yahweh. Even he smote of the people 57,000 men. And the people lamented, because Yahweh had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. And the men of Beth Shemesh said, Who is able to stand before this holy Yahweh Elohim? And to whom shall he go up from us? And they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kirath Jearim, saying, The Philistines have brought again the ark of Yahweh. Come you down and fetch it up to you. 2 Samuel 6:3. And they set the ark of Elohim upon a new cart, and brought it out of the house of Abinadab that was in Gibeah. And Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drave the new cart. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was in Gibeah, accompanying the ark of Elohim. And Ahio went before the ark. And David and all the house of Yisrael played before Yahweh on all manner of instruments made of fir wood, even on harps and on psalteries and on timbrels, and on cornets, and on cymbals. And when they came to Nahon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of Elohim, and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Uzzah, and Elohim smote him there for his error, and there he died by the ark of Elohim. Uzzah was not a Levite. Only the Levites were able to carry the ark, and by its staves, or wooden poles. Exodus 25:13-28 are instructions regarding the ark, most important of which were the staves that went through the rings in each corner of the ark in order to carry it. The ark was like a giant capacitor filled with energy. They had to carry it with poles of wood because the staves were non-conductive. The ark was untouchable because of the power of the Almighty. 1 Kings 18:17. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Are you he that troubles Yisrael? And he answered, I have not troubled Yisrael, but you and your father's house, in that you have forsaken the commandments of Yahweh, and you have followed Baalim. Now therefore send, and gather to me all Yisrael unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of Asherah, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Yisrael, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long have you been between two opinions? If Yahweh be Elohim, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I only, remain a prophet of Yahweh, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces and lay on the wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it. And you call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of Yahweh. And the Elohim that answers by fire, let him be Elohim. And all the people answered and said, It is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, Choose you one bullock for yourselves, and dress it first, for you are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under it. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped and danced upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleeps and must be awaked. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets, till the blood gushed out upon them. Leviticus 19:28.
You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am Yahweh.
Deuteronomy 14:1. You are the children of Yahweh your Elohim. You shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. Continuing, 1 Kings 18:29. And it came to pass, when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice, nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, Come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of Yahweh that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of Yahweh came, saying,
Yisrael shall be your name.
Genesis 32:28. And he said, Your name shall be called no more Jacob, but Yisrael, for as a prince have you power with Elohim and with men, and has prevailed. 1 Kings 18:32. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of Yahweh, and he made a trench about the altar, as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, Fill 4 barrels with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice, and on the wood. And he said, Do it a second time. And they did it a second time. And he said, Do it a third time. And they did it a third time. And the water ran about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Yahweh Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and of Yisrael, let it be known this day that you are Elohim in Yisrael, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Yahweh, answer me, that this people may know that you are Yahweh Elohim, and that you have turned their heart back again. Then the fire of Yahweh fell, and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, Yahweh, he is the Elohim. Yahweh, he is the Elohim. And Elijah said unto them, Take the prophets of Baal, let none of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon, and slew them there. We can see that it is the fire of Yahweh Elohim that will consume everything. King Ahaziah sent soldiers to seize Elijah to kill him. 2 Kings 1:9. Then King Ahaziah sent unto him a captain of 50 with his 50, and he went up to him, and behold, he sat on the top of a hill, and he spake unto him, You man of Elohim, the king has said, Come down. And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, If I be a man of Elohim, then let fire come down from the sky, and consume you and your 50. And there came down fire from the sky, and consumed him and his 50. Again also Ahaziah sent unto him another captain of 50 with his 50. And he answered and said unto him, O man of Elohim, thus has the king said, Come down quickly. And Elijah answered and said unto them, If I be a man of Elohim, let fire come down from the sky and consume you and your 50. And the fire of Elohim came down from the sky and consumed him and his 50. And Ahaziah sent again a captain of the third 50 with his 50. And the third captain of 50 went up and came and fell on his knees before Elijah, and besought him, and said unto him, O man of Elohim, I pray you, let my life, and the life of these 50, your servants, be precious in your sight. Behold, there came fire down from the sky, and burnt up the two captains of the former 50s with their 50s. Therefore, let my life now be precious in your sight. A little humility and respect goes a long way. This captain and his men were spared, but the king died because he inquired of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron. The churches would be spared if they would only humble themselves, receive the truth, and live by it. But they are booked for the rapture flight that will bring them to their destination, because they inquire of the Lord Baal and Haimi Jesus. They are ensuring their stay in the furnace of fire.